feeder cattle futures continued higher on Monday as corn moved lower. Longer term, though, higher expected feed prices are unlikely to impact carcass weights one way or the other. Coming up on your Cattle Current Market Update with Wes Ishmael. Howdy to all, this is Wes Ishmael with your Cattle Current Market Update for Monday night and Tuesday morning, the 2nd of July. Negotiated cash fed cattle trade last week ended up mostly steady to higher on a live basis at $109 a hundredweight in the Southern Plains, $111 to $111.50 in Nebraska, and at $111 to $112 in the Western Corn Belt. Dress trade in the North was steady to $3 lower at $178 to $180. Cattle futures closed mostly higher Monday, supported by the bounce in feeder cattle, which was tied to lower corn futures. Renewed overall market optimism regarding trade negotiations between the U.S. and China and higher lean hog futures also provided support. Except for 17 cents higher in spot August, feeder cattle futures closed an average of $1.48 higher. Except for 25 cents lower in spot August, live cattle futures closed an average of 58 cents higher across a range of a dime higher at the front to 95 cents higher at the back. Wholesale beef values were steady on moderate demand and heavy offerings, according to the Agricultural Marketing Service. Choice boxed beef cutout value was 6 cents higher Monday afternoon at $219.72 a hundredweight. Select was 8 cents higher at $195.64. As alluded to, Friday's bearish acreage report weighed on grains. Corn futures closed 6 to 9 cents lower through July of 20 and then fractionally higher to 3 cents lower. That made for a decline of 19 to 30 cents lower for the front six contracts in the last two sessions. Soybean futures closed mostly 10 to 14 cents lower through November of 20 and then 8 to 9 cents lower. Calves and feeder cattle traded mainly steady to higher at the weekly Monday auctions monitored by Cattle Current. For instance, steers and heifers sold steady at Joplin Regional Stockyards in Missouri, where there are 5,985 head on offer. The exceptions were steady to $3 higher for steer calves weighing more than 500 pounds, and $2 to $4 lower for heifer calves weighing less than 500 pounds. And at Oklahoma National Stockyards, feeder steers sold $2 to $4 higher, while feeder heifers traded $1 to $3 higher. Steer calves there sold $2 to $5 higher, and heifer calves sold steady to $2 higher. There are 5,500 head on offer. Major U.S. financial indices closed higher on Monday, buoyed by news that the U.S. and China agreed to shelve additional tariffs and counter-tariffs for the time being, paving the way to resume trade talks. The Dow Jones Industrial Average closed 117 points higher, the S&P 500 closed 22 points higher, and the NASDAQ was up 84 points. As long as beef demand doesn't weaken appreciably in the remainder of the year, fed cattle prices are expected to average about equal to last year for an annual average, says Daryl Peel, Extension Livestock Marketing Specialist at Oklahoma State University, in his weekly market comments. He explains that's with the expectation for fed cattle prices slightly lower year over year in the third quarter before strengthening in the fourth quarter. Part of that has to do with carcass weights continuing to be lighter year over year. If they remain at or below previous year levels, Peel says beef production this year will be just a little more than 1% higher than last year. Moreover, according to Peel, with feed costs destined to be somewhat higher in the second half of the year, feedlots will have some incentive to trim back days, which suggests lighter carcass weights. On the other hand, he explains, feedlots accomplish that by placing cattle on feed at heavier weights, which implies heavier finish weights. For perspective, he says, feedlot data indicates that finished weights increase about a half a pound for every 1 pound increase in placement weight. So, between those heavier weights and fewer days on feed, Peel says higher feed prices are unlikely to have a major impact on carcass weight. That's your Cattle Current Market Update for Monday night and Tuesday morning, the 2nd of July. You can find more at www.cattlecurrent.com. This is Wes Ishmael. Thanks for listening.